identify with the wheat and the harvest. You're aligning yourself with the wheat and the harvest. That's good. You have a positive image of God. You have confidence in God that He'll protect you, that He's going to save you. But too many of us still focus on the weeds and the fire. And we carry a negative image of God with us. We think of Him as a gotcha kind of God. God was just waiting to punish us. That's not how God is described in our first reading. It says He's kind, merciful, that He wants us to have eternal life with Him. And so He's patient with us. He gives us time to repent. He judges leniently. He's a loving Father. He cares about us. A loving Father we can relate to. A loving Father we want to be close to. Our parish staff here wants all of us to become better disciples, intentional disciples, who strive for an ever closer relationship with Christ. But that ain't ever going to happen if we don't shake off thinking that God is harsh towards us, that He doesn't care about us, if we can't come to believe in God as He's described in our first reading. Now, in the Gospel, Jesus also wants to help us shake off that negative concept of God. He makes the point that our Father knows that each one of us is a mix of wheat and weeds, of good and bad. And God knows that those weeds in us, our sins, our selfishness, our addictions, they're only a part of who we are. Mixed in with all that crabgrass is the beautiful soul He created, and that can come back to full life. He forgives our weeds while we grow. He loves us and preserves us even with our weeds. We don't have to be sinless before God loves us. I repeat, we don't have to be sinless before God loves us. And just as our Father has this great forbearance, this great patience with us, Jesus wants His disciples to hold that same attitude, not to judge other disciples, to have patience with them when we gather in our parish families, for instance, because while we may be virtuous, we're still sinners. We've still got some weeds in us. Each parish member in any parish is a mix of wheat and weeds. And Jesus wants us to recognize that there are different levels of commitment and holiness in each person, with time for growth. And He wants us to be guided by this parable of the weeds and the wheat. Now, many of us struggle with being judgmental. I'm preaching to myself here. I'm guilty of it. Although I'm usually passing judgment on other priests. Okay. But we're inclined to make snap judgments. You know, when we see behaviors or hear attitudes expressed by other people that we find offensive, but we don't walk in their shoes. We don't know what else is going on in their lives. We don't know that they won't change, that they won't repent in the future and have a stronger relationship with Christ. We don't know who's wheat and who's weeds just based on our behavior and speech, because appearances are deceiving. The humble person next to you, hardworking person, someone who seems like the most pious person in the parish, he or she might be in the weeds, huh? While a rude, arrogant person be among the weak. We don't know